This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on Turkey Day. What is Turkey Day, right? Hopefully, I know it sounds weird, but you shouldn't be having to listen to my show. You should be sitting around with family, arguing about politics, and taking on that... there you go. That's right. Now, if you did it right, you shouldn't hear that noise. You know why? Because it should be dead. That's simple. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Obviously, recording the show earlier, because I would have ended up in, husband jail or whatever. If I decide to work on Thanksgiving Day. Anyway, again, hopefully you're enjoying your meal. And to prove to you what a vast, wonderfully diverse country we are, really think about how... give some real thought about the food that are sitting on tables all across this country. I don't make fun of you for whatever it is that you're eating. Now, I realize that these other countries, people in these other countries don't celebrate Thanksgiving. They don't have a Thanksgiving celebration to speak of. But I will tell you, we were able to get audio, video slash audio, of the very first Thanksgiving here in America. Now, I don't know how it happened. I'm not a technology freak, but take a listen.
So glad we invited the Chippewas to join us for this holiday meal. Remember, these savages are our guests. We must not be surprised at any of their strange customs. After all, they have not had our advantages, such as fine schools, libraries full of books, shampoo. How? I am Pocahontas, a Chippewa maiden.
I'm Indian.
Enough said.
And I am Running Bear, betrothed to Pocahontas. In the play.
20 grand for summer camp. He's Mr. Woo Woo.
We have brought a special gift for this holiday feast. I am a turkey. Kill me. What a thoughtful gift. Why, you are as civilized as we, except we wear shoes and have last names. Welcome to our table, our new primitive friends. Thank you, Sarah Miller. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your hair is the color of the sun. Your skin is like fresh milk. And everyone loves you. Stop! Sit! Wait.
What?
We cannot break bread with you.
Huh? Becky, what's going on?
Wednesday!
You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. Especially Sarah Miller.
Gary, she's changing the words.
And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you. And burn your village to the ground.
Now, I don't know how we did that by the magic of technology. But I played that for a reason. This is like, do you know how many stars, celebrities? Excuse me, not stars, because I don't know who they're what life they're a star in. How many celebrities do not celebrate Thanksgiving? Because they have to draw the negativity to everything. We'll hit that on the other side of the break where, you've got, and why do you listen to them? That's always my argument about celebrities. That's why we do pop culture on Mondays. I call it pop culture crazies, actually. Because the stars have an opinion, or celebrities have an opinion. And why do we, again, I go back to, why do we care? They might get paid more. They put on their pants the same way we do. Am I missing something here? Am I incorrect? And, but for some reason, the thing I love to say about them, and a friend of mine gets really mad at me when I do it, so hopefully she's listening, is they lie for a living. Come on, right? They pretend to be somebody else. And for that, they get paid big bucks. Now, I know people that lie all the time. They don't get paid anything. Right? So they take on the persona of other people. You've got people, and my favorite one is Angelina Jolie. Right? She does a lot of charity work. She helps people in other cultures, other ethnicities. Now, the only reason she could do that, see, there's a lot of hypocrisy behind these things, which I always get a big kick out of. Right? She only could do that. She's only made the money she's made. She's been given the break she's been given because of America. Because of what she's been able to do here in Hollywood. Hollywood's in America. Now, give her kudos for helping out other people. Give her kudos for going out there and helping poor people all across the world. But she sees Thanksgiving as a celebration of America's white settlers taking the country or taking the land away from the native inhabitants. She says, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's the story of murder. She's such a hypocrite, is she not? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Happy, happy turkey day. Hunger, pain will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's happy turkey day. Happy, happy turkey day. Let's all eat the Indian way. As we're stealing cake all day.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Yeah, shut up. You're supposed to be on my table. Be quiet. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, today's a different day. We're going to have some sponsors and some guests on. But we're not going to talk politics. We're going to talk about just their tradition. What they do in their family. You know, my family's from Italy. Things are done a little differently. We'll talk about that later on. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spent with me. Listen, Christmas gifts, right? You buy Christmas gifts. This is an inexpensive gift. You'll get a lot out of it. I'm telling you from personal experience, you'll get a lot out of it. My new book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that the left hates is in the book. And I don't do it to poke at them. I do it to lay down some simple common sense. If you heard any of the any of my segments, you'll know that I just approach things from a real black and white perspective. I know there's gray areas. I do believe in gray areas. Not many, but I do believe in gray areas. But I think that, you know, it's time that we just can't kill PC. We can't just ignore PC. We have to grind it into the ground. Okay? And allow the rain, the water, whatever, just to carry it away and make it of no effect anymore. Political correctness has killed this country. Or I should say, has killed a lot of good things in this country. What it's done, and I promise you, no politics today, so I'm not going to point to anybody in particular, but what it's done is it's made it so you can't speak out against or even for anything you believe in. Unless you're, you know, in agreement with a particular group. So, you know, take a look. No money back guaranteed. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it on my website, therealside.com. Now, it comes in two versions. There are illustrations done by A.F. Branco on the inside of the book. One book, they're done in color. One book, they're done in black and white. I prefer the color. But you guys, for the price, maybe, yeah, you know, a lot more money to print stuff in color. Anyway, back to Turkey Day and how you celebrate. First, we're going to talk about some of the celebrities and how they, well, how they don't celebrate. So Angelina Jolie. Get something on the throat there. All right, Angelina Jolie says that she doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving because it's the story of a murder. It's actually, we took the land away. We took it away from Native inhabitants. So, let me ask you a question, Angelina. I know you don't listen to the show, but hey. She, every year, she leaves the country on Thanksgiving. She won't make turkey on that day, even though, you know, turkey's a good meal. And she's actually been heard when she was with Brad. I don't think they're together anymore. Weren't they going through some stuff? Anyway, She said if he wants turkey, he's going to have to make it on his own. Or he can have one of the three maids in the house make it for him. I don't know. But here's the hypocrisy behind all of these guys. And I'm going to go through them one by one. Right? They're living in the country they hate. They're living on the land that they say we stole from the native inhabitants. Come on, think about this. Right? They're living on that land. So why don't they move? Why don't they leave? Why don't they go to another country? Because they can't do in those other countries what they do here. Come on. Let's just be honest about it. I mean, some of you love her or like her or whatever. You like her movies. And it shows you how into... I couldn't tell you. I couldn't name a movie of hers. Not a one. But it tells you how much we are so obsessed with celebrities. They come off with this stuff that's totally 180 degrees against what you believe, what you think, and you still support her. And it's out of ignorance, I'm sure. Because I don't think any of us, you know, if Charlie Manson opened up a new line of clothing or something, I'm sure none of you would support him, right? I know, I'm not equating her to a murderer, but I'm just saying, you know, the hypocrisy behind sometimes we are so sold out on what we say we believe, but we're not willing to put our money where our mouth is, so to speak. The second one who we saw, well, look, we saw her true colors during this election, did we not? Cher. Everybody's favorite nut job. And she, I mean, she got to be a little off anyhow, don't you think? She married a guy that was 4 feet shorter than her. Like Jolie, Cher doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, refers to it as the beginning of a great crime. Cher has ranted about the injustices committed by the first European settlers against Native Americans and uses the holiday as a shameful celebration of that. She, too, can leave. Now, being Native American herself, She maybe she wants to buy a big plot of land and hang out there, right? Apparently she's 116th Cherokee. And you know, again, they do they not see it? You know, it's. I don't know if any of you had this. I had this growing up as a kid. My mother will forgive me for telling you. But my stepdad smoked like a chimney. And was always on my case for smoking and told me how wrong it was. Now think about that. He's sitting there telling me how bad I was for smoking, how smoking was bad for you. And what's the nut job doing? He's sitting there smoking. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did. I'm like, are you serious? Or something? Oh, God bless America. And then when he caught me smoking in the garage, what did he do? He made me smoke a whole pack of cigarettes in the garage. I tell you what, I remember that day because I keep thinking about how it seemed like. Seemed like the floor jumped up and hit me in the face at one point in time. I don't know how many cigarettes. And they were one after another, like chain smokers. He was trying to make it so I'd never smoke again. I don't know. That was when I was in high school. And I think I stopped smoking when I was in my 20s. So it didn't quite work. It didn't have the desired effect that he wanted. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more about some of these other... No, actually, we're not. We're going to hear from David Fisher. He's CEO of Landmark Gold, or Landmark Capital. And you know what? We're talking about today. We're not talking about sponsors. We're not talking about politics or what have you. We're talking about some of the ways you celebrate Thanksgiving. I'm curious. We'll talk about mine later on, but I'm curious because, you know, for Italians, it's all about food. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores don't love to eat. Yum!
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. In case you haven't figured it out, I know some of you are still trying. Today is, come on, think hard. There you go. That, well, if you do it right, you won't hear that sound at the table. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Hope that you and your family are stuffing your face like I am. You know this has been pre-recorded, but I figure some of you guys sitting around, man, if you're listening to my show today, you must have a sad life. I can't really believe you. You should be with family. You should be enjoying yourself. But in case you're stuck somewhere on the road or what have you here, hopefully I can bring a smile to your face, make you a little happy. David Fisher has joined me from Landmark Capital, CEO of Landmark Capital, and we're not gonna really talk business. David is one of the sponsors of the show. I always enjoy him. I know where his heart's at, and I want to get from people away from their businesses, where are they at? What's going on in their lives when it comes to Turkey Day? What do they do? I mean, my family does, we know, it's an Italian heritage, so we do lasagna, we do things like that. David, first, thanks for being with me. You and your family have a great Thanksgiving Day. And what does your Thanksgiving Day usually look like?
This one is going to be a little bit different than previous ones. From the standpoint is now my wife and I, for the first Thanksgiving, are what you call empty nesters. But that does not mean my wife is not doing her traditional cooking. My wife's an impeccable cook. The first year we got married, I gained 35 pounds. I've lost it since, thank God. My wife is a really good cook. She loves cooking, too. And, you know, it's like that old adage, you can feel the love in her food once it enters your mouth. That is totally what happens in my household. Not just on Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving, it's over the top. She's going to do the full everything. She's cooking everything, and that's the way she loves it. And I assume this year it's going to be no different than previous years. We're going to have a bunch of family over, kids, grandchildren, parents, and so it's, I want to say, not a house full, but pretty close to a house full.
So in years gone by, have you been a very traditional turkey and stuffing and vegetables and that kind of stuff, or have you, is your wife one of those that every couple of years she tries something really exotic or different?
No, she does the traditional turkey, Thanksgiving stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, ham. So she does both meats, and we'll have cranberry sauce, obviously, everything that your traditional Thanksgiving is, it's that, and you feel it for a day after that. So, and, everybody goes away with leftovers. We have, plastic bags with food that we make sure everybody gets some. So, I mean, it's a big turkey. It's not a small one. So.
Sure. Well, let me ask you, give me a memory from your youth. Give me something from your youth that stands out in your mind when it comes to Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't always. I gotta laugh at this one.
All right.
You know what my memory is? First of all, you have to understand the tradition. The tradition is, and this is a German heritage thing, where the women cook and make impeccable meals, and the men, when the women have worked so hard after the meal, and we've all enjoyed our meal, the men get up from the table, clear the table while the women sit, wash all the dishes, and put all the food away. That is my typical Thanksgiving. So I grew up, you know, washing a lot of dishes. We had seven kids, and so there's a lot of people in our family, and a lot of plates. And when everybody came over, we had, you know, 30 to 35 people. So imagine, I was the pearl diver, the dishwasher, but it taught me something. It taught me to be grateful and thankful for the people that work so hard to put the meal on the table, and I need to show my appreciation and thankfulness, not just to God who provided everything, not to the people that worked for the money to provide, to buy the groceries, but the people, the ladies who put the meal together and worked for hours in the kitchen, what we enjoyed in a matter of 30 to 45 minutes in golf. And so I spent my time in the kitchen for over an hour and a half to 2 hours, typically on Thanksgiving, cleaning up and blessing. You know, did I think I was blessing my mom and my aunt and my grandmother at the time? No. But now I look back, and that's how I look at it. And so my Thanksgiving, I'm the dishwasher. And in fact, I wash a lot of dishes. I kind of grew up. My wife is the cook. I'm the dishwasher. And it's, so this is just the norm for me. But I'm really appreciative of the people that do work very hard and put together a wonderful meal.
Yeah, I kind of the same way you are. I mean, my mother used to always complain that she worked for days to put the food on the table. We gobbled it down in 20 minutes. We could at least take our time and enjoy it. And then it was hours of cleanup afterward, which was always, I grew up in a very old-fashioned, traditional Italian household where it was kind of frowned upon. Believe it or not, it was frowned upon for the men to do anything. We would be in the room watching, you know, sports or movies and passing out on the couch after eating all that food. But it's really interesting for me to hear the traditions of the different people. And, you know, you talk about thankfulness. I'm the same way you are. You know, I look around, I look at where I grew up and where I came from, and thinking two things. One, only in America can somebody, you know, I grew up in a pretty poor part of the country. I mean, an extremely poor part of Boston. And to be able to be in a nice area that I'm living in now, you know, kind of making my own way, I've got a lot to be thankful for. And I think people that have grown up in America, you know, again, I had the blessing of having that one generation way of the immigrants, the people who came over, the people who had to build things. I'm not so sure people really, or the young people really understand that today, because they're not, that generation is not there in your house with you. I think that's what's missing on a Thanksgiving. I'm not trying to be a downer, but, you know, what's your thoughts on that?
No, you know, some people look at life as, instead of Thanksgiving, they call it wish-giving. They wish they would have had more. And so I think if we look at, and we become thankful people, and people that are, show appreciation, you know, there's, you know, even though I own my own company, I've worked for other people in the past, and I was taught a long time ago, be gracious to the people that you work for. Tell them that you appreciate that they allow you to work there, and see what happens. And, you know, that's something that when I did that, when I worked for other people, the owner or the boss would say, are you kidding me? I'm so thankful for you. But there's something about a grateful heart that blessings come in return. So, you know, let's be thankful for what we have, not what we don't have.
Right.
Because if we're thankful for what we have, and we say, I have the best family, I live in the best house, I have the best job, I live in the best country in the world, there's something that God can bless that. And he can, you know, pour blessings upon what we've already been blessed. And I think that's one of the things that makes America great, really, is because we celebrate Thanksgiving and we are thankful for all the blessings that God has endowed and enriched upon us.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. David, you've been a blessing in my life. I got to tell you, and I'm not just saying that because you're a sponsor, but, you know, I don't know if you pay attention to the conversations we've had. You know, I've got a lot of good nuggets of wisdom there. And I'm always thankful to God for the people that he puts in my path, one way or the other. And I got to tell you, you know, whether it's a negative experience with some people, most of mine have been positive. But even if it's a negative experience, it kind of opens your eyes up. You know, my first thought as a young man would be to go after somebody when they were nasty towards me. But I look at people now and say, okay, I don't know what's going on in their lives. I don't know what's going on at home, at their job, at work, with their kids or what have you. So I'm just going to go, dude, I'm sorry you feel that way about me, but I'm going to move on so I don't have really, you know, negative feelings about you. But again, it's not a love fest, but you have been a blessing to me, my family, and in my life, because I pull off of the way you live your life, and other people too. I pull off the way you live your lives, and very much appreciate the life that you live. So again, you and your family, well, you and your wife have a, you know, if this is your first empty nester, man, I tell you, you got to watch the movies you want to watch, do anything you want to do. You don't have to worry about what the kids are going to see. You know what I'm saying? If you burp in the kitchen, you don't really have to say excuse me anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're going to be the empty we are the empty nesters, but everybody's still coming to our house. So I guess I have to mind my manners. No, I we'll have a great time. But you know, back to what you're saying, Joe, you've been a blessing to me. And you know, people, let's be people of grace. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And let's be people of blessing. Let's bless others, because that's how God blesses the nation that blesses others.
Well, I tell you, I got a real short period of time, so really fast. And I'm not patting myself on the back, but I go to a local senior center every Thanksgiving, and I help serve the seniors there. If you really want to feel good, and not just about feeling good, they have nobody in their lives. A lot of them have no family left on this planet. To see the smiles on their faces, man, it's a, even for a tough guy like me, it's a tough thing to watch. Because you're the only human that day, the only one that they may see for a couple of days. It's a bad time of year for them. Anyway, so reach out to one person. Reach out to one person to do something nice for them. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. You know, take a burp break. Come on back. I got a lot more coming up today. We'll be right back.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Happy, happy turkey day. Hunger, pain,
come on, you know the song by now.
You'll hear a pilgrim say, happy turkey day. Happy, happy turkey day.
Enough of the
Let's
turkey.
Let's all eat the Indian way. As we're stealing cake someday on happy turkey day.
Well, oh, yeah, you know, turkey day, right? So if you're listening to the show, obviously, you've got nothing better to do. Or maybe you're just enjoying sitting around. You're lucky. Maybe not lucky. Depends on how you look at it. No family members around. Nobody to make you nuts. Right? Yeah, except for the turkey. All right. You know, and if you hear that sound, as I've been saying all day, you did it wrong. Because, you know, you shouldn't hear the turkey. Hey, always a pleasure to have you by, well, you are by my side if you're listening. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I give you the phone number, 855-REAL-JOE, but you'll only be able to leave a message. I recorded the show earlier for you so that I could actually sit down and eat turkey. But I know everybody's going to be putting up pictures of what they've eaten, what their table looks like, that kind of stuff. So anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't care what day of the week it is, what the holiday is, or what have you. Don't get all caught up. We're going to talk about Black Friday tomorrow, what it is. I'm surprised you get away with calling it Black Friday. Anybody else? I mean, it is, after all, kind of a, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying, right? And maybe it's a good thing, you know, because it's a money savings day, supposedly. And I also want to give kudos to a lot of those stores that are closed on Thanksgiving. And I say that because I really think that Thanksgiving is one of those days, even Christmas, I guess. But see, Christmas is a more, in a big way, it's more of a religious holiday, right? So I think that when we should give credit on Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is when you reconnect with your kids, your family, maybe the kids that haven't been around for a while. Right? The uncles and aunts that normally you don't talk to all year, maybe you talk to them once or twice on the phone, but you know, there's a difference between having a conversation on a phone or on a text message or in an email or in a Christmas card and seeing each other face to face. Now listen, you guys, some of you have sent me Christmas cards in the past. Here's my deal. And don't take this the wrong way. I'm sorry, but you know who you're sending the card to. Is it, you know, if I have a Jewish friend, I have plenty of them, but I'm saying if I have a Jewish friend that I see during the quote-unquote holidays, and I don't purposely wish him a Merry Christmas, right? I wish him a Happy Hanukkah because I know what he celebrates. And I have Jewish friends. I've asked this question because I'm honestly curious to try to understand, are you offended when somebody says Merry Christmas to you? No. Almost every one of them said no. Now, I've had one who told me that she was trying to teach her son about Hanukkah, so it is kind of awkward. And I said, no, it's a great learning moment. Isn't it a great time to take your son aside and go, look, people are simply trying to be nice to you, son. They're not trying to rub it in your face. They don't know you're Jewish. There's not a bandana, a sticker, a tattoo that you get to tell everybody you're Jewish. People are truly, honestly trying to wish you the best. Right? And I believe you offend less people with Merry Christmas than you do Happy Holidays. That's my own personal opinion. Now, for some of you who are sitting there, I'm gonna get you now. Because some of you are sitting there nodding your head. Yeah, yeah, Joe's right. Yeah. Okay, let's see how much guts you got. Alright? Head over to the website, click on store. Joe Messina store. I mean, the real site and then store. I've got a button there that says it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And yes, I'm not giving them away for free because it costs way too much money now to do that with postage and all that other stuff. I used to give them away when we only had a couple hundred requests. We started getting thousands of requests from it. I can't absorb that cost. So $4.99, get you the button. I'll mail it to you. I get it out to you as fast as I can. We'll send it first class mail, not last class. So head up to the website. And I got to tell you something. When I wore the button, I can't tell you how many people would say to me, cashiers would smile and say Merry Christmas. And a couple of them have said to me, hey, I'm glad you have that on because we're not allowed to say Merry Christmas unless somebody else does first. It's against store policy. Oh, God bless America. But they can put up Christmas stuff. You know, what I thought was funny is I went to... I don't want to say their name because they're doing a good thing today. I went to a big store, and I went over to the Christmas section, which was called the Christmas section. And even that was the irony behind it. I suppose I should take a picture of it. There's a sign that says, Merry Christmas, right? Christmas trimmings or whatever it was called. And I went and looked for the Christmas trimmings. I found a tree. I found a wreath. I found blow-up Santa Clauses, blow-up Frosties. Frosty Snowman, not the drink. I found all this stuff. And by the time I went through, I couldn't find any baby Jesuses. I couldn't find any nativity scenes. To find that stuff, you actually have to go to a place that I won't go to anymore, which is like a Target. Or order them online. But I found it very amusing that those... That it was called the Christmas whatever, and it was there. Okay, so later on in the next hour, we're going to talk about the stores that close on Thanksgiving because, look, I think you should give them kudos. I think you should thank them for this. And I say that because, again, as I started to say earlier, it is a day of reconnection, isn't it? You're reconnecting with your kids and relatives and loved ones you haven't seen in forever. And it's more intimate. It's not, you know, quick, eat, shove the food down so we can get to the store by 2 or 3, because, you know, the store's open later on in the day. So I'm going to give you a list of the stores that are not open today, and I really do believe it. If you can pull it off, I really believe you should thank them. Anyway, so We got, I was giving you a list of celebrities who hate Thanksgiving, which I think is hilarious. For the same reasons they hate it. They hate it because we stole the land from the Native Americans. They hate it because it was a day of the beginning of the massacre of Native Americans. Yet they inhabit that very land. Doesn't anybody find that hypocritical, or is it just me? All right, so I'm going to massacre some of these names because I don't watch these people. I don't even know who they are. But Zooey Deschanel, the new girl star, loves the family togetherness aspect of Thanksgiving, but she hates the food. She launched into a tirade against Thanksgiving food on Jimmy Kimmel's show. She left nothing out of her tirade, as she called every Thanksgiving food beige and unappetizing. She described stuffing as a salty, wet, soggy bread. So, Zooey, you can come over to my house. I don't even know who you are. You can knock on the door. I wouldn't even know what you look like. We have lasagna. Yeah, again, I'll talk about my Italian tradition later. But that's why this is so great about this country. Or one of the things, one of the many things that's so great about this country. Right? We have people come here from all walks of life, all countries, all lifestyles. In years past, you know, my Jewish friends have different kind of food. The Italian friends, Greek friends. You show up at a house that appreciates, don't take this the wrong way, but you need to think about what America's made of. You show up at a house that appreciates the ethnicity of the family, where they came from, their heritage, you're going to see all kinds of food on the table. We used to make a turkey, but I got to tell you something. When my aunt made the turkey and we went either to my grandmother's or my aunt's house, most of my aunt's house because it was bigger when I was growing up. But you'd have turkey, but my God, you'd have, you know, again, close your eyes unless you're driving and envision what you see as an Italian feast. And you did. You had lasagnas and manicotti, and you had sliced for appetizers. You had. I won't go through it now. I'll go through it later. I'll leave you hungry for a minute. So when you go sit down at the table, or matter of fact, if you've already eaten, you probably go back and get some more. Popular hip-hop star, I guess it's J. Cole, because, you know, I'm so much into hip-hop. The popular hip-hop star has the same problem with the holiday as Zooey. He says he doesn't like the food. Yeah, these people are really, really a little thin between the ears, don't you think? With all the, there's nothing in the law that says you have to have a turkey on the table. I know people. What about people who are allergic to turkey? There's no turkey in the house. Or people just really dislike turkey. This, I think last I checked, was ham. And you can make ham a dozen different ways. Right? J. Cole says that in an interview with MTV, he went off on the traditional Thanksgiving foods, calling stuffing terrible. And the turkey dry. Well, Jay, I'm not trying to make fun of your mom or anybody in your family or maybe your wife or what have you, but maybe she just doesn't know how to cook. I've had some pretty juicy turkeys, and there's so many different ways to make it. It's closed-minded, small-mindedness, right? Jon Stewart, famous comedian, is known for the jokes that sad jokes that he makes. He might not actually hate Thanksgiving, but he was sure able to tear the holiday a new one. He said that I celebrate Thanksgiving in an old-fashioned way. I invited everyone in my neighborhood to my house. We had an enormous feast, and then I killed them all and took their homes. Isn't he a jerk? I mean, really, you got to run to the and frankly, that's not what Thanksgiving was about. We're going to talk about what Thanksgiving was about in the next hour. Because I want you to understand what it's about. And Alicia Silverstone, the new star, the star, I guess she's been around for a while, the clueless star, actually loves Turkey Day, but she's still on the list because she does not actually love the turkey part. She's a vegan. It's okay. Mayim Bialik, she's one of the Big Bang Theory, another vegan. It's okay. You know, you can have your tofu that looks like a turkey. How about that? Huh? What do you think? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. We're having a lot of fun with the Turkey Day. We'll talk about where it started, how it originated, and what it's truly all about. We'll be back in a little bit.